Chapter 31, The Sixth and Last Sojourn of Beelzebub on the Planet Earth. When, after two onakras, or as they say on the planet Earth, after 2 months, the cosmic intersystem ship Karnak left the atmosphere of the planet Revozradend and began to fall back in the direction of the solar system Pandetsnoch, toward the planet Karatas. Hasin sat down in his usual place and turned to Beelzebub with the following words. Dear and beloved grandfather, be kind, as always, and tell me something more about the three-centered beings breeding on the planet Earth. In reply to this, Beelzebub related the story of his sixth and last sojourn on the planet called Earth. He began thus, I visited that planet for the sixth time just before I received my full pardon with permission to leave that very remote solar system situated almost beyond reach of the direct emanations of the Most Holy Sun Absolute. That is, just before my return here to the center of the universe, to the place of my arising, in the very bosom of our common uni-being endlessness. This time, as it turned out, I had to exist among these peculiar beings for a fairly long period, namely a little less than a year of our time, or by their time calculation, more than 300 years. This last visit of mine to the surface of that planet, which has pleased you, was brought about by the following circumstances. You must know that after my fifth visit to that planet of yours, I continued as before to observe from time to time the existence of the three-brained beings there. I observed them most attentively during those periods when their chief particularity was taking place among them, namely, during the processes of reciprocal destruction. And I observed them so attentively at these periods because I wished to clarify for myself beyond all doubt the causes of the periodic manifestations of that utterly horrifying need of their strange, not to say phenomenal, psyche. So when I happened to be a little freer than usual, I would follow for almost a whole Martian day or night all their different manifestations during this process. And thanks to these special observations I made from the planet Mars, as well as during my former personal sojourns among them, I acquired a fairly exact knowledge of all the ways and means used by them for more effective destruction of each other's existence. Well, my boy, once while I was watching this process of theirs from the planet Mars through my big Tescuano, I suddenly noticed something absolutely new, which served as the initial cause impelling me to undertake my sixth descent. That is, I saw that without moving from their places, they did something with a certain object, out of which came a tiny puff of smoke, whereupon a being from the opposite side immediately fell down, either totally destroyed or with one or another part of his planetary body mutilated or destroyed forever. This observation greatly astonished me, as I had never seen such a means of reciprocal destruction before, and no data had as yet crystallized in my presence for confrontative logical explanation of their possible use of such a means for destroying the existence of other beings like themselves. My former logical and psychological explanations could in no way be applied to this new means for destroying each other's existence. Until then, I had explained to myself that the beings of any given epoch did not acquire such an abnormal particularity of their psyche all by themselves, but that this horrible periodic being need was acquired and gradually assimilated over the course of very many of their centuries, as always, thanks to the abnormal conditions of existence established by the beings of earlier generations, and that this being need, owing to external circumstances not depending upon them, had finally become inherent in the contemporary three-brain beings, and it was therefore inevitable for them to occupy themselves with this. And indeed, my boy, at the start of these processes, they usually refrain instinctively from such unnatural behavior. But later, when each of them finds himself in the midst of the process and willy-nilly sees and becomes convinced that the destruction of the existence of beings like himself is accomplished so simply, and that the number of those destroyed always grows and grows, then in spite of himself, he begins instinctively to feel and automatically to value his own existence. And seeing with his own eyes that at that very moment, the possibility of losing his existence depends solely on the number of enemy beings not yet destroyed, and in consequence of the strengthened functioning in his imagination of the impulse called cowardice, then because of the impossibility in such conditions of deliberating sanely with his already weakened being mentation, and from a natural desire for self-preservation, he begins to strive with all his being to destroy the existence of as many beings as possible on the enemy side, so as to have a greater chance of saving his own. And as this feeling of self-preservation gradually becomes more intense, they all reach the state, as they themselves call it, of bestiality. But as regards that new means of destroying each other's existence, which I then saw, it was impossible to apply this logical confrontation of mine for the simple reason that the opposing sides were stationed fairly far apart, and that in these semi-favorable conditions, they quietly and cold-bloodedly, out of boredom, as it were, did something or other with a certain something, and thereby destroyed the existence of other beings like themselves. And so this new means of theirs for the destruction of each other's existence strengthened in my essence the need to clarify and to understand beyond doubt all the genuine causes of this phenomenally strange psyche, which had become proper solely to the presence of those peculiar three-brain beings. As I had nothing particular to do at this time on the planet Mars, I decided to wind up my current affairs without delay and descend in person to your planet, and there, on the spot, to elucidate at any cost this question that had always troubled me, in order that once having solved it, I would no longer have to think about these phenomena of our great universe. Several Martian days later, I flew there, as always on the ship occasion. This time, we decided to descend on the continent of Asia near the country named Afghanistan, since before our flight, we had clearly seen through our Tescuano that the latest process of reciprocal destruction was just then going on in that country. Having descended onto a region near Afghanistan, we decided to send our ship occasion for mooring to some isolated place far from those regions recently populated by your favors. I must tell you that in recent times it has become anything but easy to find a suitable mooring place for our ship on the surface of your planet, since your favorites have built themselves many kinds of contrivances for marine locomotion, which they also call ships. And these ships of theirs are constantly flitting about in all directions, mostly around the continents. We had, of course, the possibility of making our ship occasion invisible to their organs of sight, but we could not annihilate its presence, and therefore it could not remain stationary on the water without the constant danger of their ships bumping into it. Well, my boy, for this reason, we decided this time to send our ship for mooring to what is called the North Pole, where their ships had as yet no possibility of going. While we were descending to the surface of this planet of yours, the process of reciprocal destruction in Afghanistan came to an end. But all the same, I remained near this country, as at that period, these processes of theirs took place most frequently on just that part of the continent of Asia. Since on this last personal flight of mine to the surface of your planet, I intended to attain without fail a complete awareness of the causes of the phenomenon that constantly troubled my essence. That is, of understanding all the reasons why the psyche of those three brain beings who please you has become such an anomaly. I did not return to the planet Mars as soon as on previous occasions, but as I have already told you, existed among your favorites for about 300 of their years. In giving you the information that throws light on the results of the data which were deposited for various reasons in the common presence of the three brain beings of the planet Earth, my essence prompts me and animates my eye and all the separately spiritualized parts of my common presence to emphasize that during this last sojourn of mine on the surface of your planet, I had to study very seriously and to clarify by experiment not only the details of the psyche of individuals taken singly, but also the perceptions and manifestations of the psyche of these beings in their mass reactions to each other under the influence of various combinations of surrounding conditions. For these experiments of mine, I was even obliged to have recourse to those branches of general knowledge which we call Sao Nol Turiko, Gaso Metrono Turiko, and Saku Kinol Turiko, somewhat resembling what is found among your favorites under the names of medicine, physiology, and hypnotism. Soon after the beginning of my sixth sojourn, I became categorically convinced, as a result of my experimental investigations, that most of the causes of the strangeness of their psyche lie not in that usual consciousness in which they have automatized themselves to exist during what they call their waking state, but in the consciousness which, thanks to their abnormal ordinary being existence, was gradually driven back within their common presence, and which, although it should have been their real consciousness, remains in them in its primitive state and is called by them the subconscious. This subconscious is, moreover, just that part of their general psyche which, as you remember, was first observed by the very saintly Ashiata Shiamash, who established that in it there are not yet atrophied the data for the fourth sacred impulse, named objective conscience.